Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
The Dublin Stock Exchange, known as Euronext Dublin, lost two major companies last year, three in fact, CRH, Smurfit and Flutter. It's diluted the depth of the capital markets in this country and may lead to other large listed companies to follow them out the door and to float in New York. But Dublin is fighting back with the launch of an alternative market to make it easier and cheaper for smaller firms to list here. But will it work? Daryl Byrne is the chief executive of Euronext Dublin and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Daryl.
Good morning, Joe.
How would you describe the capital market scene in Ireland at the moment?
Yeah, I think as you mentioned, I suppose over the last year, a number of our larger companies have departed. However, we're part of Euronext Group, which is the number one exchange in Europe.
Paris, Brussels, Madrid,
Amsterdam, Lisbon, Milan joined recently. So we're part of the largest exchange group in Europe for listings. And we're number one for SMEs. We're number one for tech. So we're part of a group where our market offering is the same across the locations. We nuance it for the individual markets. So we have, I suppose, historically, Irish companies have tended to list in Dublin and in the UK, whereas now being part of Euronext, we have a lot more to offer. And I think, you know, for an Irish company, particularly a smaller Irish company, they'll get everything they need from a listing on Euronext Dublin.
Okay. It was damaging, though, to have these three giant companies take their business elsewhere.
Yeah, absolutely it was. It's not just damaging for Euronext, but for the entire equity capital markets ecosystem. So all of the hub that surrounds companies and when they're coming to the market and supporting companies on an ongoing basis. But having said that, you know, our focus really has been on how we grow the pipeline. And I suppose the real issue, you know, companies will leave markets. That's part and parcel of markets and the way they operate. But the real issue is getting new companies onto the market. And the pipeline here has been too small, even though we've the same, our markets operate the same way as other Euronext markets, which have been quite active. So we were taking a look to see, okay, what can we do to address this? And last year we set up an equity market forum, which brought together the whole ecosystem. And the idea there was with this forum to promote equity markets, but also to look and see, okay, what can we do to change the dynamic? And I suppose we're fortunate being part of the Euronext group that we see what works really well in other European markets. And what we discovered was that there's a number of features of those markets that work really well in terms of retail participation in the market, in terms of cornerstone investment, and in terms of fiscal incentives for founders of companies that exist in those markets, but don't actually, we don't have it here in Ireland.
Well, let's break some of that down. The fiscal incentive for people to make it less punished to float your company in the stock exchange. I presume you've been in touch with ministers about some sort of changes, because at the moment it's not advantageous to try and list your company because you can be stung on the capital gains tax.
Absolutely. So what the forum did over the course of this year was prepare a very detailed report for government. So we put it in as a pre-budget submission and it deals with those three areas that I mentioned. And I think what's really good here is that, you know, the forum, the way they worked together and in terms of what they delivered, it wasn't just the detail of the proposals as to what might be done, but actually the legislation that would be required to implement those proposals was put into the report as well. So in a way, we were providing government with ready-made solutions.
Copy and paste, almost.
Hopefully.
And so you will know at the same time as all the rest of us on October 1st, next week, whether your suggestions have worked. The big stumbling block, of course, in this country is stamp duty. And the people have to pay a fortune stamp duty to buy or sell shares.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, stamp duty, this is something that we have been arguing for years about abolishing stamp duty because it's distortionary, it's anti-competitive, and it puts Ireland at a massive competitive disadvantage.
Because it doesn't exist in other jurisdictions.
And even if it does exist, it's 0.1%. 1%, we're the highest of any country that I'm aware of.
And what sort of feedback are you getting back from government towards stamp duty? Are you getting any sort of hints that we might dilute it?
I think, you know, for the government, stamp duty brings in a lot of money for the exchequer. It's in the hundreds of millions.
Wow.
So
buying and selling of shares brings in hundreds of millions.
Yes. Yeah. So I suppose, what we want, of course, is complete abolition of stamp duty. But in looking at this, particularly because we have a number of smaller markets, you know, we've nuanced, I suppose, our the Euronext pre-budget submission on this topic, really to call for abolition of stamp duty in respect of our smaller markets. There is an exemption already for one of our markets called growth. Mm-hmm. The Atlantic Securities Market, which is a market we have designed specifically for listing on the on a US market plus on a Euronext market. The only stumbling block to that market actually working is not having a stamp duty exemption.
So this is something that a lot of people don't know, Daryl, that if you list in Dublin, you can also list in the North American exchange.
Absolutely.
As well.
Yeah, and we've our Atlantic Securities Market, we set it up a number of years ago, and we specifically designed the market to make it easy for Irish companies that want to list in the US and are going to the US anyway. So it's not a case of, are they going to list on Euronext or are they going to list in the US? Some of them are going to the US, but we could facilitate listing on Euronext. And the nice thing about the market is that the regulatory regime is completely aligned with the US regime. So the registration statement that's prepared for US purposes, that works for us. Your ongoing disclosures in the US, that works for us as well. So stamp duty really is the last stumbling block that we need to overcome. When we launched the market originally, the revenue commissioners gave us a stamp duty exemption. But I suppose the plumbing in the post-trade world, so we moved settlement of securities from Crest in the UK to Euroclear Bank a number of years ago because of Brexit. So we put a submission into revenue last year showing that even though the plumbing had changed, the legal analysis upon which they granted us the exemption hadn't changed. Despite that, ultimately, revenue came back and didn't renew the exemption. So as a result, the market couldn't work.
And is the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, which is the regulator in New York in the United States, is it stricter or less strict than our regulator here, Central Bank?
I think it's just a different approach. But I think...
Is that a polite way of saying it's more relaxed?
No, that the US is more relaxed.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's a very stringent regime, absolutely. You know, and it's, I suppose, for Irish companies, you know, preparing registration documents, etc. I mean, it's a complicated regime with a lot of cost. But, you know, I think when we developed the Atlantic Securities Market, the neat thing about that was we made sure that it worked in terms of, you know, having minimal additional requirements because we wanted to make it as easy for companies as possible.
The EU Capital Markets Union was launched about a decade ago. It was designed to make it easier for companies to raise money on stock markets all over Europe and capital markets. Has it been a flop?
I suppose when you look at the original ambitions of the Capital Markets Union, you know, it hasn't delivered a lot of those. There has been progress in places, but it's been patchy. And I think that's why we're seeing at the moment, you know, all of these, I suppose we've seen a few developments. So one is the Listing Act. And this is a piece of European legislation that really tries to amend existing pieces of legislation to make it easier for companies to access public markets. But I think we've seen recent reports, you know, the Letter Report, Draghi Report, and they contain interesting proposals really to try and stimulate more investment in European markets to reduce the amount of fragmentation that exists in European markets. And I suppose, ultimately, when you step back from it all, to have a far more ambitious capital markets plan for capital markets in Europe and make it easier for companies to access markets, but equally to tap into all of the money that's sitting in bank deposits that could be put to more productive use through investments in European companies.
Is that the end of the big exits, would you say, from Dublin Stock Exchange?
I mean, you can never say never, but I think, you know, we are doing everything in our power to make our markets as attractive as possible for smaller companies. You know, I think when we look on back in the past, you know, companies tended to be a lot larger when they came to the market. Mm. But in the Euronext world, companies can come to the market at a much earlier stage. And that's one of the messages.
What kind of turnover are we talking about? 10 million?
Yes, or it could even be less. I'll give you an example. We've had 36 IPOs across the Euronext group so far this year. 16 have been in Milan. A company listed in Milan last Friday, it had a market cap of 5 million euros and raised 1.5 million euros. So, you know, I suppose we need a cultural shift here where much smaller Irish companies are coming to the market at an earlier stage because they're the companies, you know, using the supports of the markets and the ability to go back and tap capital will become, you know, the global champions of tomorrow.
The unicorns.
So, yes, exactly. Yeah, yeah. But unicorns, I mean, there's a, you know, often there's a billion market cap tag, you know, linked to unicorns. We're talking about much smaller companies, but, you know, really, you know, being in a position where we can support their growth.
Daryl, thanks very much for coming in. This is Daryl Byrne, the Chief Executive of Euronext Dublin.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.